Hi, it's Misa Hopkins. I'm so glad you're here with me today to learn how to use your feminine power to get out of pain and enjoy relationships and fulfill your purpose. See if any of this resonates with you. Ever felt stuck or overwhelmed? Most of us have at some point in our lives around something that we want to experience or accomplish. And see if any of these are resonating with you. Are you feeling unable to move forward? Healing. Are you in the middle of healing and maybe physically or emotionally you're not seeing the progress you want to see? Are you wanting to have a more satisfying relationship, maybe with a partner you already have, or maybe a partner you want to draw into your life, or maybe it's a family member that you want a deeper relationship, or friends or coworkers? You want the relationships to be more satisfying. Are you struggling with really being certain that you're fulfilling your destiny? Or do you feel like you're just completely off the mark? You're not fulfilling your destiny? Yeah. Over our lives, throughout our lives, we often, at some point, we're going to struggle with something, our sense of purpose and career, our ability to create prosperity, our relationships, our health. These are the primary ones that usually come up in our lives. And what I love about what I'm sharing with you today is that it is an ancient sacred feminine practice. This practice is over 1,000 years old. And I was initiated to share this with women and men around the world so that you have a simple, organic practice that allows you to move through the limitations into fulfillment and states of awakening. So I have seen this practice permanently end lifelong issues, emotional issues that have plagued a person for all their lives, gone. And I've experienced that for myself. I've also seen physical conditions heal with this practice. Things that perhaps were chronic or just seemed to have no solutions, these kinds of conditions finally resolved. I've also seen individuals experience a kind of inner frequency and insights where their relationships start changing. They start having more fulfilling relationships, and that same frequency that they step into allows them to quickly see, hear, know, feel, understand what they need to be doing that allows them to fulfill their purpose. I've also observed and experienced this particular practice taking individuals into states of awakening and bliss. And we'll talk in a little bit about what you might experience for yourself, what you might expect. Primarily, because this is a sacred feminine practice, it's used by women, but men can do the practice that I'm showing you today as well. So guys, if you're here with us, we're really glad you're here tapping into your sacred feminine consciousness. I've been really fortunate in my life. I've interviewed and talked with women around the world and men. And here's what I've discovered, particularly for those of us that are sensitive, empathic, psychic. We end up putting a lot of energy into healing emotionally and physically because we are so sensitive. But what we really want to be doing is enjoying relationships and fulfilling our destinies. We want to be in the bliss of our existence. Now, many of us try a lot of things, right? We do a lot to heal. Some things may work for a while. Some things don't work. Some things really do work for us. But if we are still feeling stuck or overwhelmed in any area of our life, there's a reason this is happening. Let me suggest what I've observed. See if this touches you. One of the reasons this happens is that we need a more feminine way of healing the root behind our pain. Now, most of us are familiar with more masculine activations. Masculine energy being yang or sacred masculine as expressions of energy, right? We're sound healing. We're sending energy through our hands. We are bringing light, sending light. These are As you will discover as we talk a little bit further, these are yang expressions of energy. They're powerful, they're wonderful. I've been a sound healer and teacher for over 30 years, and I've healed chronic conditions like MS and cancer, reconstructed a fallopian tube, all using yang energy methods, my sound healing and transmission of light. So I get it. They're powerful. They're wonderful. They're good. We need it. We want it. And there is a place for yin energy in healing as well that is often overlooked. You might be familiar with a couple of conditions that actually require yin energy for healing, like headaches, migraines, neuropathy. Nerves don't respond as well, in my experience, to yang energy methods as they do to a yin way of healing. So sometimes we're not healing because we need a more yin method of getting there. That's what we're going to explore today. When we're activating change, when we're activating our yang energy and expression, sometimes we need that expression to come from a more feminine consciousness, a more feminine form of empowerment. And when it comes from that yin space and the yang expression emerges, it has more power. One of the things I learned from my sound healing masters when I was studying sound medicine intensively is that the greatest and most powerful sounds that we will ever make for healing come out of yin energy. When we engage our yin energy, we start seeing change. And I'm going to teach you a feminine-based approach that you can do today that absolutely ends energies and emotions like feeling stuck, overwhelmed, anxious, confused, doubtful, fearful. Today, we're going to focus specifically on feeling stuck and overwhelmed, but I want to assure you that this particular approach can bring you satisfying healing to all kinds of emotionally rooted challenges. And it's called the holding. Now, before I tell you what this feminine approach is, I want you to have a sense of what it has done and what it can do for you. One of the earliest experiences that I was able to observe comes from my dear, dear friend, Ariane Thomas, who is an amazing healer, ancestral lineage clearing healer. She and I have been friends for about 30 years. And roughly 17 years ago, I introduced the holding to her. And she began using it every day for 90 days. Now, those of you doing deep healing work, you're aware that 30, 60, 90 days are magic counts. They are appropriate amounts of time in which we are best able to make significant transformation and change. So she was using this meditation daily, and this is what she was holding as her intention. She wanted to heal the chronic genetic depression that she had experienced for 15 years. 15 years. Now, for those of you that don't know, as she explained to me back then, many, many years ago, your physical pain and your emotional pain are intrinsically linked. This is in your neurology. So when you heal emotional roots, you also make a difference in physical pain that you might be carrying as well. So she's done this meditation for 90 days. I get a call from her and she's very, very excited. She says, "Misa, you won't believe what just happened. I've been doing the meditation, this holding for 90 days. And you know the chronic genetic depression that I've dealt with for 15 years? And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "It's gone." She said, "I watched it lift out of my body and dissolve, and it's gone." So 3 years later, she's sitting on my porch with me. We're having a glass of iced tea. And she says, "Do you remember the day I called you and said that my genetic depression was gone?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Do you know that in 3 years, it has never come back? Never come back. And it's been, I think we're roughly calculating 15, 17 years now. It has not returned." permanently gone. Now, just to make sure I really got how powerful this holding was, I had a similar experience. I was working with an emotional issue that had trapped me up, kept me stuck, kept me in overwhelm for really all of my life. And I had not resolved it. So I did the same thing. I took it into this holding that had been given to me, shared with me, and said, okay, I'm going to find out what this can do. I meditated every day, about 20 minutes or so, every day. About 30 days later, we're having a different conversation. I'm calling Ariane and I'm saying, Ariane, yeah, I know you'll believe it because you've had an experience of this. You remember the kind of the stuckness I've been in all these years? It is gone. Same experience of you. I felt it. I watched it leave my system completely. And she said, that is really great. She said, so what lifted? And I said, I don't remember. It was so far gone from my consciousness, I couldn't even remember what it was. There's no way I could recreate it without some memory of it. It was that far gone. Now, I have seen women take this holding practice and heal childhood traumas. This is really significant because in my experience in working with women for 30 years, if we've had some kind of trauma between, say, when we were in the womb to about age 4 or 5, when our memories are very, very vague, those are the traumas that are the most challenging to heal and get to because we don't remember. We don't have a reference point for what we experienced or what may have happened to us at that time. So here's a clue about healing childhood traumas. It's in your energy signature. If you're here, you probably know that. And it is playing out in the areas in which you do feel stuck and you feel overwhelmed, or you feel depressed, or you feel anxious, you feel doubtful, fearful. It is playing out in your life now. So when you can identify any place in your life where you're feeling stuck, when you're, for example, for today's purpose, we're feeling, maybe there's a place where you're feeling overwhelmed, you can connect to the original trauma through the feelings, the emotions, the barriers that you're experiencing now, and you can heal it without ever remembering or even re-experiencing the trauma. That's what's so powerful about yin energy and yin experience. So I've had many, many, many of the beautiful women and men that I've been able to work with actually heal childhood trauma at its root. And as that healing occurs, there's another side of this that is really, really exciting. You begin to fulfill what my ancestors call the unmet emotional needs of your soul. So when the pain is unraveled, right? The stuckness is your doorway into higher consciousness, into your freedom. And it does not have to be a re-traumatization to heal it. It can be gentle and loving, a beautiful release and unwinding. And then on the other side of that, we are open. Our hearts, our souls are open, and we are able to meet those long-lasting unmet emotional needs that are tripping us up in our lives. Here's an example of how this works. So I was supporting a woman who had been a foster child. She was adopted as a baby. She was in many, many foster homes. And one of the fundamental emotional needs of the soul is to feel wanted. This is the one that's important when we're in the womb, that we feel as though both of our parents truly want us. And she had never felt that before until she began doing this practice. And she wrote to me and said, I felt wanted for the first time. And later when we talked, I could hear it in her voice. It had changed for her. She knew what feeling wanted felt like. Now, feeling wanted is a fundamental emotion that we need to experience if we want to feel wanted by a partner, by another, by a beloved. We need to know what it is to feel wanted within ourselves to be able to receive feeling wanted by another. This same energy can play out in our careers and our purpose. To know that we are wanted by other people who want our services, want our knowledge, our wisdom, our skills, whether that's for a job or an entrepreneurial adventure that you're in. To feel wanted is fundamental to your success. And here's another aspect of feeling wanted. To finally be able to know and feel that you deserve what you want is also part of feeling wanted. So it affects your prosperity and it affects your ability to create the kind of life that you came here to experience. Now, for those of us who feel like we might be the black sheep of the family, and this is very common amongst individuals who are very psychic, very intuitive, or sensitive, we feel like we don't belong. So I was holding space for a woman who had this feeling every time she went to be with her family, kind of like, I don't quite fit here. She began working on one of the unmet emotional needs inside of her and started to feel it within her, what it was. And I don't remember exactly which one she was working on, but she was dedicated. She was committed to this emotional need being fulfilled in her. And she went home to a family reunion during the course of the class she was taking. And when she came back, she was thrilled to tell everybody in the class that she finally felt love from her family. She knew what it felt like to belong. This is so important. Again, in our career, if we feel like we don't belong, we're not going to have the successes that we hope and want to have. If we want fundamental relationships that matter and that are deep, we need to feel as though we belong. And because she finally found the magic ingredient for fulfilling herself from the inside, she was able to receive the various and different ways that her family loved her. They weren't the ways that she would express love, but they were the ways that her family was expressing love. And finally, she knew what that felt like. Now, in addition to emotional transformation, we also can experience physical transformation. For example, I dissolved a lump in my breast using just this holding practice, just the holding. I had a client who I had been working with. One day she texted me, emailed me, and said, "Hey, I need your help. Would you please hold me? I'm in crisis." And I said, "Sure." And I immediately sat down and began holding her. An hour later, I checked in with her and she said, "I feel great." And later when we talked, she said, "Nisa, I honestly thought I was having a stroke. I didn't know that when I was in the practice of holding, but she was having these intense symptoms. And within an hour, they were gone and to my knowledge, haven't returned." There are also ways in which we can manifest. So, for example, I had a student who was healing an autoimmune condition that she had and was making beautiful progress with that. And she wanted to continue to enjoy the life she was enjoying, which was that her husband was working. And that financial support allowed her to stay fully at home and focused on her healing. Well, he was starting to get really discouraged with the job he was in and feeling like he needed a change. And she expressed to me her concern that maybe she would need to go back to work before she was ready. And I said, "Honey, do you think your husband might let you hold for him the kind of working experience that he wants to have, the quality of experience he wants to have?" She said, "Well, I'll ask him." So she did. And he described it, especially, and this is really important in manifestation, in terms of a quality of experience he wanted to feel every day that he went to work. So she held this for him every day for 7 days. In 1 week, she had manifested 3 different new job opportunities for him, each one of them holding a promise of what he had intended for himself. Those are just a few examples, and I could go on and on about ways people see transformation in their emotional lives, their physical lives, and spiritual lives, literally going into states of awakening. of pure yin energy, one of the awakened states that has not yet been, in my opinion, really fully recognized yet. It is not the same as the traditional experience of enlightenment, but it is a very powerful state of awakening, of consciousness, that actually is fundamental to states of enlightenment. Pure yin energy, visitations from masters for the first time, their inner senses awakening, their third eye perhaps awakening, so they are seeing reality in a way they've not seen it before. One woman reported remembering that she was the cosmos. Powerful states of awakening. Now, you may be wondering where this practice came from. It comes from a Native American tribe that has made it very clear they want this practice to remain anonymous. They don't want it associated with a specific tradition. They want this to be passed on to whoever would like to receive it so that they can make it their own. And it becomes our practice. And I was very blessed. I passed initiations that allowed me to teach these feminine-based practices, the holding being the fundamental of all the practices for healing and awakening. And in this practice, we focus on our healing usually before we focus on our manifesting. We release before we manifest, we heal before we create. And that makes sense, doesn't it? It's done in many, many healing practices because you want to be a clear, open vessel for what you are intending to manifest and create. So any doubts or fears get their opportunity to unwind, to relax, to rest, so that you are that pure space for manifesting what you have come here to create. And we do that by beginning with a clear intention or a feeling sense of what we want to create. A feeling sense, maybe I want to experience joy. I want to experience a partnership based in mutual respect. I want to experience the healing of my physical body so I feel vibrant and alive. In whatever way you express that intention as a physical outcome, an emotional experience, either we take that into the holding. Now, when we go into the holding, we are entering the feminine womb of creation, yin energy. The Chinese describe this beautifully, absolutely beautifully. Stillness, darkness. And we won't go into it today, but I've encountered women struggling with the concept of darkness because for so long, a long, long time, we have been taught that darkness is the equivalent or equates with evil. And that's not true. In fact, in my classes, I take women into artwork, for example, from the 1100s, where artists began depicting individuals who were, shall we say, less savory as dark-skinned as a way to differentiate them from beings they considered to be more illuminated, which they tended to paint lighter-skinned. And we watch this play out through time and history right into, for example, in the United States, the enslavement of individuals who were darker-skinned. Right, that they were considered to be evil or less than human or even non-human. And whenever we non-humanize someone, that can lead to the abuse of individuals or entire societies. And we have seen this play out. So in our classes, we talk about how vital it is for us to reclaim the true essence of yin energy, which is the primordial womb from which we've all come, all life born from that womb. And we explore the ancient scriptures of various spiritual traditions that speak about this womb, this watery womb, this darkness, this vast stillness, as the birthplace of creation. Now, in my own experience, I was taken into the depths of that stillness and compassion and this beautiful, profound darkness for 24 hours when I was on a, you could say, a magical, mystical cruise in Egypt with about 300 other healers and psychics. So being immersed in this yin energy for 24 hours allowed me to know what that is in my bones, in my bones. The Chinese also beautifully describe yang energy, that light, vibrant, active energy. And I've been blessed to also experience that in sacred initiation, being pure white light for about an hour. So in my bones, the concept of this yin energy and the yang expression that emerges from the primordial womb is there for me. And when I'm holding space for you, I'm holding you in the awareness that you are that too. You are the yin energy, the essence from which life emerges, where all probabilities, all potential for life exists, and you are loved unconditionally as you are, as the potential that you are. And that beautiful yang energy that emerges in the awareness of that unconditional love. So ask yourself, do you have any doubts and fears in your life that you think might be related to a past life or a childhood trauma, remembered or not remembered, an intentional trauma where someone intentionally hurt you, or an unintentional trauma where someone's behaviors and habits simply didn't align for you and didn't allow you to have the experiences you needed? A childhood trauma. Is there a limiting belief that you are aware must be there? Maybe you know what the limiting belief is, or you can sense that there must be one because you're not making the progress you hope to make. Is there a family pattern that you see playing out from your grandmother, your mother to you, or can be your father's side of the family? Have you had a feeling that there might be a curse, an ancestral curse that's playing out in your family that isn't resolved? These are the kinds of things we bring into the womb of all creation so they can unwind and unravel and no longer exist. And from that profound stillness, after that unraveling has occurred, and it's truly can be a sweet and beautiful unraveling, then your masculine energy arises, your spiritual gifts and expressions awaken. You know what action to take. Your sound, your inner sounds awaken and vibrate you. Your visions open up and you can see what your expression is and what expression wants to emerge in this beautiful physical body, and your energy for healing arises. Your body and your emotions respond to the divine love that's expressed through you in yang energy. When you've tried everything and nothing has worked to take you out of that stuckness or overwhelm, it's wonderful to realize that the healing longs to come through you, and it can. It absolutely can, even if you never experience that state of healing, awakening, awareness, that and or emotional quality of life that you know you want to experience. Even if you've never experienced it, it can happen for you. Today, we are going to be present to the two common doubts and fears that often arise for many of us, and they come through feelings of stuckness or overwhelm. Which one of these feels more present to you right now? A sense of stuckness in your life, can't move forward, or maybe overwhelmed by everything that's happening in your world? Or maybe it's a combination of both. All right, second question to get yourself ready to go in. How will you feel when you are fully healed? You might know that as a word, a thought, a glimmer of a feeling, or you've had this feeling before in your life and you want to recapture it. So what is it that you will feel when you are fully healed from this sense of stuckness and or overwhelm? With that awareness, let's go into the holding. I invite you to sit comfortably. It's a good idea to have your feet flat on the floor so energy moves more freely. I like to hold my hands in an open position in my lap, so I'm really cradling my womb. But whatever position works for you, go ahead and do what works for you. If you are in deep healing and you're sitting maybe on a couch or in bed and you're somewhat reclined, that's just fine. I would recommend uncrossing your legs so that there's a good flow of energy all the way through you. And make sure that you won't be disturbed. If you need to turn this off for a minute, do that. Put a sign on the door that lets the family know this is your private time. Turn off your devices. You don't want your phone ringing. You don't want your Google alerts going off, your Facebook alerts going off while you're meditating. So make sure all of those are turned off, and then turn this recording back on. Sit as we talked about, with energy flowing freely, and get ready to go into this beautiful holding space. Sit comfortably and breathe into the space that you are. Our scientists tell us now that we are actually more space than we are vibrational matter. And those vibrations and space create the illusion of our physical nature. So in this moment, I invite you to become aware of the space. It's lovely to help you get there, to notice the space between your breaths. This sliver of space is divine feminine essence. Let the thoughts come and go. Focus on the space. Allow yourself to feel the expansiveness of the space. And invite yourself to remember a moment in which you felt love, any kind of love. It could be a moment of laughter, kindness, romantic love, love for another being, loved by another being, or both at the same time. That being could be a human, an animal, a plant, a flower that you love. A connection with another being, where there was some experience, some flavor of love. And remember that moment now. Notice that the love and the space are truly one. One energy. Expansive love. And allow this awareness of spacious, expansive love to anchor in your energetic womb space. All beings have this womb space, just as all beings have yin and yang energy. We all have an energetic womb. Even if you've had a hysterectomy, even if you're a man doing this meditation, you have an energetic womb space. Allow this awareness of expansive love to anchor there. And breathe with that space, that womb space. This space and the primordial womb of all life are connected. So allow yourself to go deep into the womb space and let your imagination bring you whatever you need to feel safe. Here in this womb space, in this primordial womb of all life, allow yourself to expand into that limitless sense of beautiful dark space, still and quiet. In this space, you are loved exactly as you are. You can think of it as the night sky wrapping its arms around you. There is nothing you can do to earn this love and nothing you can do to push it away. It exists as you exist. Invite yourself, invite your mind to take you deeper into love than you have ever been before. And feel the expansiveness, the depth of this love. Still, quiet, cool, dark. Space from which we have all come. And in the depth of this love that you are experiencing, allow yourself to be aware of that stuckness or overwhelm that has been so hungry for love. Some part of you connected to your childhood and past lives and experiences that is so, so hungry to be loved as it is. Some wounded moment, some wounded experience, aching for the healing balm of your love. Your compassion. As you become aware of this aching, stuckness, or overwhelm, expand even more deeply into love. Aware of the stuckness or overwhelm, and focused on the love that holds it. Continuing to expand your awareness of limitless love, of this divine womb of limitless love that holds it all with you, around you, through you. Infinite love for all that is. Breathe into that love. Breathe into the expansive, limitless nature of that love. If love feels distant from you, that's okay. Then focus on presence. Present to such an expansiveness that it can hold all. And in that holding, in the expansiveness of that holding, the stuckness, the overwhelm is like a tiny grain of sand in your hand. It is small. And the love is vast. This is the nature of true compassion. It is filled with love and trust that that which returns to the womb to be reborn can be reborn. And there is a vastness, a limitlessness of love that can hold whatever has been and is uncomfortable in our lives. Like a mother's love, a motherly love that we all have when any child is wounded, that impulse to respond to their urge for a hug, the first thing we want when we are healing is that loving compassion that knows we are well, that we are made whole, that we are okay. Then all else for our healing can follow. First, this love, as expansively, as deeply as you can go. Direct your mind to take you further into the vastness of love that can and does hold this energy that is longing for a love that transforms it. You might feel it today, or you might feel it in days to come, an unraveling or an unwinding of the wound as it releases itself into love. And in this love, it is reborn into its true nature, an expression of conscious awareness of life longing to know itself, happy, blissful. A sense of an I am, it might be a word that comes to you, or you might see light, or it might be a sound, a feeling, a knowingness, a scent, a taste, an inner taste that defines your experience healed, well. And allow yourself to truly immerse and open to this expression of your I am as a healed one, as a vibrant, alive one in creation. Your rebirth into your essence and nature as one who expresses from this place of wholeness, wellness, oneness, awareness, love. Whatever I am has come to you, allow yourself to bring this into form in your life. See, sense, hear, know, feel yourself bringing a symbol of this to your altar or to your desk, your refrigerator, your mirror, your nightstand. A reminder of you, whole, vibrant and alive. So that every day you can revisit this feeling. Each day you invite yourself to unwind and unravel and awaken. to the nature of you longing to know yourself in this beautiful expression in the world, in the physical. With this I am to guide you in the days to come, and this meditation to support you in unraveling and awakening, we're going to bring ourselves back into the awareness of our physical bodies, because of course we came here to bring this awareness right into the cells of our being. This is the alchemy, the alchemical moment of transformation. To be physicalized, that which we are, that pure love, that pure beingness of love and expression of love, fully into our bodies. So I invite you now to take a big inhale with me through your nose and blow. Blowing yourself into the cells of your body. Bring this into physical form. Good. Feel the air around you. It has a temperature, a texture. There may be sounds riding on the air. There may be scents. Beautiful outer senses awakening along with your inner senses. Next breath, coming more fully in. Big inhale. Blow. Good. Blow yourself right into your physical body. Blowing this consciousness, this beingness, this energy for expressing right into your physical body. And notice that you are sitting against something physical. This last breath, we're coming all the way back in, bringing ourselves into physical form with this beautiful spiritual, emotional, healing energy. Big inhale and blow. Good. All the way back in. This next step is very important. I invite you to stretch, rub. Make sure that you can feel your physical body. And when you can feel your physical body, very gently open your eyes. And I'd like to ask you, what did you notice? What shifted? And notice the subtlety. Subtlety is very important. We can often miss spiritual physical transformation because we're looking for a big ta-da, and it's a sweet, beautiful ta-da. It has a different form. It's subtle and it's awakening. So notice the subtlety. What shifted? What I am are you now bringing to life? And that you might want to hold for the next 30 to 90 days. When we finish this recording, and we will in just a minute, then I would suggest that you get your journal out and write. Bring it into physical form. Make it real. Because you think, oh, I'll never forget that. And then 2 days later, you know how that goes? So write it down. Bring it into physical form so that you do remember and you can reinforce it each day. Now, the meditation that we've done today is focused on overwhelm and stuckness that are so common for so many of us. But with the original holding meditation, it's a little more adaptable and fluid, and you can get an audio download of this meditation, and it is the most powerful meditation that I've experienced in over 30 years of meditating. And you can join tens of thousands of women and men who are using this meditation now in over 109 countries. So you're part of us now, my dear, and we would welcome you to join us in that sacred space as often as you want with that audio download, and you'll see the link to get that. And I hear from women regularly about the changes they are seeing. And I would welcome you and invite you to let me know about what you see opening for you through this beautiful practice of holding as you are getting out of pain, creating better relationships, fulfilling your purpose, and awakening. What an honor to spend this time with you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart and enjoy your holding. And I will look forward to hearing from you. So much love.